Welcome to Agentic Ethical AI Leadership and Human Wisdom. This is not just another AI podcast. Here, we talk about the decisions that will define whether humanity thrives or becomes obsolete in the age of AGI. Today, we mark a new beginning. What was once called conscious AI now has its true name, Exidion AI. If you saw our LinkedIn post titled Exidion, the birth of a new era in AI, you already know why. Exidion signals exit from outdated thinking, real energy and motion, and intelligence that is personal rather than generic. It is not a cosmetic rename. It is a commitment to build a psychological operating system for AI and for the leaders who shape it. There is a lot of talk right now about instinct in AI. Even the idea of maternal instincts has made headlines again. Instinct is a useful metaphor, but metaphors do not make systems safe, robust, or fit for the world as it really is. If we want AI that supports human flourishing under pressure, we need more than metaphors. We need a psychological operating system that gives AI development clear values, reasoning disciplines, and social guardrails that can be engineered and audited. That is what Exidion AI is here to build. Let me define what we mean by a psychological operating system. It is a layered set of principles, tests, and practices that guide how AI systems are designed, trained, evaluated, and deployed. It includes how goals are specified, how trade-offs are decided, how uncertainty is communicated, how biases are detected and corrected, and how responsibility is distributed across teams and institutions. It is not a single model. It is the scaffolding that makes models safer, more reliable, and more aligned with human needs over time. Why do we insist on an interdisciplinary approach? Because every real safety failure in AI is also a human systems failure. The technical artifact does not float in a vacuum. It is built by teams, shipped by organizations, used by groups, and embedded in cultures. When you trace incidents back, you find a chain that runs through motivation, incentives, group dynamics, epistemic blind spots, and cultural assumptions. Only a full stack approach can close those gaps. Here is the spine of Exidion's approach and what each discipline contributes. Personality and motivation psychology. We map human drives and value preferences, then translate them into explicit objective functions and evaluation criteria. This prevents hidden motivational biases from creeping into datasets, prompts, and reward rules. It also lets leaders choose trade-offs knowingly rather than by accident. Developmental psychology. People and institutions reason at different levels of complexity. We use developmental frameworks to design tasks and evaluations that measure whether a system can track multiple perspectives, resolve conflicts among values, and reason about long-term consequences rather than only short-term wins. That is crucial for safety and governance. Behavioral psychology, habits, heuristics, and predictable errors are a feature of human decision-making. We embed checklists, friction points, and default choices into the development pipeline to counteract well-known biases such as overconfidence, premature closure, and escalation of commitment. Think of it as human factors engineering for AI teams. Organizational psychology. Safety is a structure, not a slogan. We define decision rights, escalation paths, incentive alignment, and near-miss reporting so that warnings are heard early and acted on. This turns governance from paperwork into behavior that actually changes outcomes. Epistemics. We prioritize tools and practices that improve truth-seeking. That means rigorous uncertainty quantification, adversarial testing, model comparison under disagreement, and red teaming by people who are free to challenge leadership. Epistemic humility is not a mood, it is a method. Sociopsychology. Deployment changes group behavior. We assess how systems reshape social norms, conflict patterns, and network dynamics, then design mitigations before rollout. This is where we prevent incentive cascades and platform effects from amplifying harm. neuroscience, we draw on attention, memory, and learning constraints to shape interaction patterns and evaluation tasks. The goal is not to mimic a brain. The goal is to avoid failure modes that are obvious once you remember how humans actually perceive, remember, and fatigue. Cultural anthropology. Technology always lands in a culture. We include cross-cultural lenses so that safety does not mean a single monoculture encoded as universal. This reduces brittle generalization and improves robustness across contexts and languages. Together, these disciplines form the psychological operating system that Exidian brings to AI leadership. That operating system plugs into the technical stack in concrete ways. Goal setting. We translate stakeholder values into measurable criteria and stress test them under conflict. No vague alignment statements. Clear trade-offs written down before training. Data and reward shaping. We detect motivational proxies in data sets and reward models, and we correct them with counterexamples and structured feedback that reflect multiple perspectives. Evaluation. We move beyond static benchmarks. We use staged scenario evaluation that increases complexity over time, including dilemmas with competing values, ambiguous instructions, and distribution shifts that reflect real social contexts. Red teaming and auditing. We run interdisciplinary red teams that combine technical expertise with social science, and we make the findings legible to executives and regulators. Audit is only useful if leaders can act on it. Operations and governance. We embed pre-deployment checklists, incident playbooks, and decision logs. We do after-action reviews when near misses occur. We tie incentives to safety outcomes, not just growth metrics. Why now? Because we have a narrow window, perhaps 3 to 5 years, before the dominant AI architectures harden like concrete. Once standards, interfaces, and organizational habits lock in, change becomes exponentially harder. We all know how this goes in technology. The early design choices become the rails that everyone else must ride. If those rails do not include a psychological operating system, we will spend the next decade trying to retrofit ethics onto systems that were not built for it. Exidion is not waiting. We are building three things in parallel. First, the frameworks, the psychological operating system with its principles, tests, and governance patterns written to be adopted by labs, enterprises, and public sector teams. Second, the tool chain, evaluation suites, red team protocols, decision logs, and training assets that teams can plug into their pipelines. This is where interdisciplinary insight becomes code, process, and scorecards. Third, the network, partnerships with universities, labs, NGOs, and foundations to co-create methods, share data sets for social stress tests, and train the next generation of leaders who can carry this work inside their organizations. To make this real, we need support. This is an interdisciplinary build that requires money and serious partners. We are looking for research collaborations with universities that want to contribute methods and evaluation data. We are looking for NGOs and foundations that care about public interest technology and can sponsor work that the market will not fund quickly enough. We are looking for enterprises that are ready to pilot the psychological operating system in their AI programs and share learning back into the community. We are also looking for people, not commentators, contributors. If you are a researcher in any of the disciplines I named and you want to turn your expertise into practical safety work, we want to talk. If you lead a lab or a center that can host a joint program, we want to talk. If you fund responsible technology and want measurable impact, we want to talk. Exidion is built for leaders who keep going when there is no applause, who accept the weight of trade-offs, and who want technology that serves real human complexity. If that is you, or if you know someone who should be part of this, reach out and say you want to actively contribute. We will put you to work where it matters. To close, Exidion is not a brand. It is a stance. a psychological operating system for AI and for leadership. We are here to hard code better choices into the next generation of systems while the concrete is still wet. The window is short, the work is real, and the door is open. Thank you for listening. If you are ready to build with us, contact us and let us know how you want to contribute.